Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday afternoon, December 24th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Pampa, Texas positions itself at the center of America's next energy and data boom. Pampa, Texas is positioning itself at the center of America's next energy and data boom. Mayor Mike Borger discusses how the legacy community is leveraging its natural assets to attract data centers, renewable energy projects, and advanced manufacturing. Borger highlights Pampa's grid resilience, renewable energy generation, and proximity to gas pipeline networks as key factors for data center development. The city is investing in people with a $130 million school improvement initiative to keep graduates in the community. Quality of life initiatives, regional events, and historic music venues are drawing visitors to Pampa, establishing it as a regional hub. Mayor Borger emphasizes the importance of unity and optimism in driving momentum for Pampa's economic future. The full interview with Mayor Borger is available on YouTube as part of the Building Texas show. LiveOps launches initiative for remote customer support agents. LiveOps, a leader in flexible customer experience outsourcing solutions, is launching a nationwide initiative to recruit remote customer support agents for the upcoming 2026 tax season. This initiative aims to provide individuals across the United States with the opportunity to earn income from home while assisting a leading tax software brand. LiveOps is committed to recruiting agents from diverse backgrounds, including bilingual candidates, women, veterans, retirees, and individuals with disabilities. Agents have the flexibility to choose their own schedules, allowing them to balance work with other obligations. By decentralizing work and retaining income within local communities, LiveOps not only benefits individuals but also strengthens local economies. With decades of experience in tax season support, LiveOps ensures prompt and brand-consistent service for clients, enhancing customer satisfaction and loyalty during peak times. Tech Media Breaks, Aduro Clean Technologies Inc., that 9D5, closes $20 million underwritten U.S. public offering. Aduro Clean Technologies Inc. has closed a $20 million underwritten U.S. public offering. The offering included 1,739,130 common shares with warrants to purchase 869,565 common shares. Each whole warrant is exercisable at $16 per share and expires in 3 years. D. Borrell Capital LLC acted as lead underwriter with Roth Capital Partners as financial advisor. Aduro plans to use the net proceeds for its demonstration scale plant, research and development, corporate purposes, and working capital. Aduro Clean Technologies focuses on converting waste plastics, heavy bitumen, and renewable oils into higher value resources using patented water-based technologies. For more information, visit their website at AduroCleanTech.com. Metavesco announces Reg A offering is 99% subscribed. Metavesco Inc. announced that its Regulation A offering is 99% subscribed, with the offering price set at $0.08 per share. The company's common stock is now trading at double the original offering price, a rare occurrence for an OTC-listed issuer. CEO Ryan Shaddle emphasized the difficulty of raising capital on the OTC without discounting shares, highlighting the importance of clear communication and consistent engagement with shareholders. Completing the offering provides Metavesco with increased financial flexibility to invest in product development and strategic opportunities. The company views this experience as a case study for the development of OTCFi Access, a platform designed to improve outcomes in the OTC market. Learn more about OTCFi at otcfi.io and about Metavesco Inc. at metavesco.com. BioCoreX provides update on OTC markets quotation status and planned Form S-1 filing. BioCoreX Inc. provided an update on its OTC markets quotation status and planned Form S-1 filing. The company's common stock will transition from the OTCQB venture market to the OTCID market due to a technical eligibility matter. This transition does not reflect any delinquency in SEC reporting. BioCoreX remains current in its reporting obligations and intends to file a Form S-1 resale registration statement with the SEC to address the public float requirement. The company does not anticipate any change in its business operations or SEC reporting due to this transition. Shareholders can access the company's SEC filings on the SEC's website, and there will be no interruption in public disclosures.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.